I have created multiple episodes on how narcissistic abuse trauma shows up in your physical body. I have explained how IBS, autoimmune disorders, and various skin-related issues can be linked to the stress endured in a narcissistic relationship. Today, I am going to touch a very fascinating aspect of the same problem. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about how fear absorbed by your body stays stuck in it and how it shows up after leaving them. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin. And I'm your host, Danish. Welcome to my channel. One of our primitive survival responses is to secure our vital organs, especially those that do not have the bone coverage. I'm talking about your gut. So one physical response that I have seen very common among survivors of narcissistic abuse is that they always protect their belly. They place their hands or arms around their belly. They can't let go. They can't just relax their arms. They're always trying to defend themselves. And this is one of the easiest ways to keep yourself protected. Think of being in a jungle, in a forest, and then think of all the possibilities of being attacked by predators. Where could they attack, and how could that attack lead to the most damage? They could attack your belly. So naturally, what do? You protect. That kind of protection is not needed in a narcissistic relationship because almost all the time the attack is emotional. But think about the intensity of the fear that you feel, the level of unsafety. It is so extreme that it activates those primal, primitive responses that we have carried with ourselves through evolution. You may have heard about the book, Your Body Keeps a Score. You may have read it as well. If you did, let me know in the comments what it helped you with the most. So, your body keeps a score of all the stressful experiences that it has ever been through. And then it also keeps the score of all the adaptations it had to create to cope with that stress. These adaptations got stored in your body as procedural memories. If I were to ask you, go ride a bicycle, would you have to think of all the things that you would have to do to successfully ride a bicycle? No, it's in your body. Thousands of muscles coordinate and you're able to balance yourself and move forward. The same way when you protect yourself and when you go like this, when you hide your stomach, it's a procedural memory. That's the pure and open display of how your body knows how to keep the score. Essentially, what happens is that your body gets stuck in this trauma response and it's not able to come out of it. It's not able to complete it. In other words, your body is not able to feel the safety you have created for yourself by leaving. Your body still lives in the same time, perceiving the same threat. So to be able to feel safe in there, you have to complete those trauma responses by feeling in the stuck emotions, by regulating your nervous system, by taking in cues of safety, by interacting with your environment consciously and intentionally so that your body can fully understand at a somatic, at a gut level that now is the time to let go. We are not in a constant attack anymore. The second physical position that many survivors display is the fetal position. They become smaller. They are afraid of spreading their legs or spreading their arms. They can't appear bigger. Think about this in terms of surviving a predator. If you're being chased by a tiger or a lion, what would be your best survival strategy? Of course, to hide, to appear smaller so that they can't see you, or they lose interest in you. So the same thing happens when the narcissist terrifies you, traumatizes you to your core. You naturally become smaller. You appear smaller and it becomes difficult for you to just live in your full body. You dissociate from some part of it or you go into what we call a fetal position. Your fetal position is also your primary position of safety. When you were in your mother's womb, that is how you survived that environment and that's how you grew up. So your body remembers that as well, and it activates the same memory. It confines your existence only to your core, and all the limbs are almost forgotten, to the point of not knowing what's going on in there. I've had clients who have shockingly reported to have had multiple fractures in their limb, let's say their foot, and not feeling any pain for years. They only discovered about it when they later did an x-ray for something else, and the doctor revealed, oh, in the past, you have had a fracture. Are you aware of it? How did it happen? And they're like, no, I don't know. That is what we call pure somatic dissociation. That is how we disconnect from the body, only to mitigate, only to not feel the intense pain that keeps plaguing us. Not only the pain, it's the fear, the terror that lives in our body, the terror caused by the narcissist's presence. Have you experienced something like that? Let me know in the comments as well. The third position that many survivors get stuck in is shrugged shoulders and clenched jaw, which leads to TMJ, or a lot of muscular problems or teeth related problems. Keeping your shoulders shrugged is also a position of preparation. You stay alert because anytime you might need to run. So you keep your muscles tight and ready, and that becomes your constant and dominant state, which leads to a lot of chronic back pain, shoulder pain, and a lot of neck pain. You keep your hands also tight. You don't let go. You're always like this. You're always fidgeting. I was like that. I was also sweating at the same time. It is a position of defense, a position of readiness only to fight better. There comes a point, as I was saying, that it becomes your dominant state where you just don't even know you are doing it. Maybe you are doing it right now. If you are, just drop your shoulders. You don't have to be afraid of anything. You're not being chased by a predator. It's okay. Let go. Let go of your body. Let go of all those muscles that you find are tight. Let go of your jaw. Breathe. And talking about breathing, some survivors stop breathing. And I did that myself for a long time. Whenever I would get triggered, the first thing that I would do is stop breathing. Why do we stop breathing? Only to appear small. Just to make sure the predator doesn't find us, because they have strong hearing powers. So naturally, we create this alteration in our body for extreme survival. In conclusion, the fear that we experience in a narcissistic relationship keeps us stuck in various positions only to defend ourselves, only to protect ourselves. And we stay and remain caged in these trauma responses only until you complete them through various somatic exercises, through yoga, through trauma releasing exercises, through brain spotting, and there's a lot of stuff out there, and release all of that, because that needs to be released. Your body won't be able to come back until you help it to realize that that is over now and we are here now. You are physically here, but psychologically, emotionally, that war zone, that battlefield is still active and part of you is stuck there. To retrieve that part, you have to do the body work. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for listening and for staying with me. If you found this episode insightful and helpful, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. As always, let the healing begin and continue.